Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about the establishment of the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus. So North Cyprus is not recognized by any sovereign state with the single exception of Turkiya. It says on the 15th of November, 1983, that there was the proclamation of independence. Now, Cyprus is one that's been recognized in international law. It's really beyond argument that North Cyprus is the sovereign territory of the Republic of Cyprus. So the Cypriot government controls about two-thirds of the island, but obviously is the lawful authority of North Cyprus as well, even though it doesn't wield effectual control over North Cyprus. And North Cyprus is, in effect, an annex of the Turkish Republic, and the Turkish army is there. The use of the Turkish lira, his phone calls are routed via Turkey because the international authorities won't let them have their own dialing code. You can only fly to and from North Cyprus by going through Turkey. And time was, it was even more isolated. These days, tourists can simply walk across the border and so forth. And the border was closed for a very long time. So that's the sad situation with North Cyprus. I suppose I have to go a little bit into the history of it, but what would be good is if the Turkish army withdrew and that North Cyprus was reintegrated into Cyprus, as in the legitimate government of Cyprus was to control Cyprus in its entirety, and then the United Nations forces could leave, and Cyprus is paying the cost of the UN peacekeepers being there, even though it's a problem caused by Turkey. Now, admittedly, Cypriots, including Greek Cypriots, are not entirely innocent of causing this problem. There probably never was a dispute in which all the good was on one side and all the bad was on the other. That would be preposterous to believe so. It would be ridiculous to imagine that people of one and one ethnicity are all good and have never ever done the slightest thing wrong, and people of another ethnic or religious group are all wicked and have done terrible things all the time and never ever done a good deed in their lives. Well, reality's just not like that. So anyway, Cyprus was Greek from time immemorial, and all right, Greece wasn't always politically united. It was at times. It was then conquered by the Romans, and then that became the Byzantine Empire, that Greek-speaking Christian empire, the eastern two-thirds of the Roman Empire, so the eastern third, including Cyprus, and that was eventually conquered by the Ottoman Turks, although Richard the Lionheart, King of England, briefly conquered Cyprus, married Princess Berengaria there. Subsequently, the Venetians ruled it, so it became an exclave of the Republic of St. Mark. And then I think it's 1571 that the Ottoman Turks conquered it, and more Turks came there. And in the 18th century, Cyprus briefly had a Turkish majority, but they had demi status for the Greek-speaking Christians, as in they're legally discriminated against, had to pay extra high taxes. Anyway, cut a long story short, so there was one of those wars against Russia between the Ottoman Empire and the Ruskis, and the Treaty of San Stefano, blah, blah, blah. So the British were then given Cyprus to administer, and the Turkish military left. It was not in British sovereign territory. It legally pertained to the Ottoman Empire, but there was British superintendents of the island. Now, the Greeks thought this was not as bad as Ottoman rule, of course. And the Turks tended to be more cooperative. The Turkish minority, about 18% of the population, almost everybody else was ethnically Greek and belonged to the Orthodox Church. So anyway, independence comes in 1960 after some Greek Cypriot independence fighters had used violence against the British authorities. Not that many British soldiers killed, in the dozens. But anyway, the United Kingdom said they'll grant independence. When Turkey said, remember the Treaty of Lausanne, you are next Cyprus in the First World War. And all right, we accept this in the Treaty of Lausanne, but should you ever withdraw, there must be retrocession of the island to the Turkish Republic, which is the principal successor state of the Ottoman Empire. And London has agreed with this, has signed and sealed the treaty ratified by Parliament. Now, the Kingdom of the Hellenes says, no, it should belong to us because a high majority of them are ethnically, linguistically Greek, members of the Greek Orthodox Church. And almost all Greek Cypriots wanted to unite with Cyprus, Enesis, as it's called. So what was to happen? Various options, continued British rule, okay? And there was some sort of local parliament with the Turks overrepresented and some British civil servants there as well. Or it all joins Greece, or it all joins Turkey, or you divide Cyprus. And was there even a fifth option? But anyway, they decided that they were it wouldn't go to Greece because the Turks fervently opposed that, and it wouldn't go to Turkey because the Turks were only a small minority there. Even the Turks claimed it's an extension of Anatolia. Britannic colonial governance would be dissolved. They would grant independence with various safeguards for the minority. Now, no minority was ever so privileged in Europe as the minority there. The Turkish Muslim minority has sort of 18% of the population, but have what's up to 50% of the representation in the parliament, guaranteed a vice president, an equal number of judges in the Supreme Court, and they're already overrepresented in the army and the police because they tended to cooperate with British rule, whereas Greeks tend to oppose it, especially towards the end. And so that was it. But anyway, communal relations broke down. They claimed they weren't getting a fair crack of the whip. And Turkey threatened to invade in the 60s. The Americans made them back off. Finally, Greece is finally the Turks invaded in 1974, claiming incipient genocide. And there was some inter-ethnic violence. But, genocide is a high bar to clear. These people could have been evacuated or something like that. It's not an intent to destroy them in whole or in part. And by the way, the Turkish Republic killed thousands of Kurdish civilians around this time, well, late 70s into the 80s. I know we're talking about 1974, so slightly before. Now, even that wasn't genocide. I don't think it's enough. How many people have to be killed before it's genocide? One, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000? I'm not sure. Maybe you'll have to look as a proportion of the community who gets killed before we can call it this. Okay, I've got to go.